Bad Conduct, translated by Bhikkhu Sajjato. Bad Conduct, first. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of bad conduct: bad bodily conduct, bad verbal conduct, and bad mental conduct. What five? You blame yourself. After examination, sensible people criticise you. You get a bad reputation. You feel lost when you die. And when your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These are the five drawbacks of bad conduct: bad bodily conduct, bad verbal conduct, and bad mental conduct. There are these five benefits of good conduct: good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct. What five? You don't blame yourself. After examination, sensible people praise you. You get a good reputation. You don't feel lost when you die. When your body breaks up after death, you're reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. These are the five benefits of good conduct: good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct. Bad Conduct, second. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of bad conduct: bad bodily conduct, bad verbal conduct, and bad mental conduct. What five? You blame yourself. After examination, sensible people criticise you. You get a bad reputation. You drift away from true teachings. You settle on untrue teachings. These are the five drawbacks of bad conduct: bad bodily conduct, bad verbal conduct, and bad mental conduct. There are these five benefits of good conduct: good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct. What five? You don't blame yourself. After examination, sensible people praise you. You get a good reputation. You drift away from untrue teachings. You settle on true teachings. These are the five benefits of good conduct: good bodily conduct, good verbal conduct, and good mental conduct. A charnel ground. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks to a charnel ground. What five? It's filthy, stinking, frightening, a gathering place for savage monsters, and a weeping place for many people. These are the five drawbacks of a charnel ground. In the same way, there are five drawbacks of a person like a charnel ground. What five? To start with, some person has filthy conduct by way of body, speech, and mind. This is how they're filthy, I say. That person is just as filthy as a charnel ground. Because of their filthy conduct, they get a bad reputation. This is how they're stinky, I say. That person is just as stinky as a charnel ground. Because of their filthy conduct, good-hearted spiritual companions avoid them from afar. That's how they're frightening, I say. That person is just as frightening as a charnel ground. Because of their filthy conduct, they live together with people of a similar character. This is how they gather with savage monsters, I say. That person is just as much a gathering place of savage monsters as a charnel ground. Because of their filthy conduct, when good-hearted spiritual companions see them, they complain, "Oh, it's so painful for us to have to live together with such as these." This is how there's weeping, I say. This person is just as much a weeping place for many people as a charnel ground. These are the five drawbacks of a person like a charnel ground. Faith in individuals. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of placing faith in an individual. What five? The individual to whom a person is devoted falls into an offence such that the Sangha suspends them. It occurs to them, This person, dear and beloved to me, has been suspended by the Sangha. They lose much of their faith in mendicants, so they don't frequent other mendicants, they don't hear the true teaching, and they fall away from the true teaching. This is the first drawback in placing faith in an individual. Furthermore, the individual to whom a person is devoted falls into an offence such that the Sangha makes them sit at the end of the line. It occurs to them, this person, dear and beloved to me, has been made to sit at the end of the line. So they don't frequent other mendicants. They don't hear the true teaching, and they fall away from the true teaching. This is the second drawback in placing faith in an individual. Furthermore, the individual to whom a person is devoted departs for another region. It occurs to them, this person, dear and beloved to me, has departed. So they don't frequent other mendicants, they don't hear the true teaching, and they fall away from the true teaching. This is the fifth drawback in placing faith in an individual. Furthermore, the individual to whom a person is devoted disrobes. It occurs to them, this person, dear and beloved to me, has disrobed. So they don't frequent other mendicants, they don't hear the true teaching, and they fall away from the true teaching. This is the fifth drawback in placing faith in an individual. Furthermore, the individual to whom a person is devoted passes away. It occurs to them, this person, dear and beloved to me, has passed away. So they don't frequent other mendicants, they don't hear the true teaching, and they fall away from the true teaching. This is the fifth drawback in placing faith in an individual. These are the five drawbacks of placing faith in an individual.